ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya wal-mursaleen, habib qulubina wa tabib nufusina, abil qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad, wa ala al-baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin, respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. This is an honor and a blessing for me to be able to spend the next few minutes on the great legacy of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, Sahifa al-Sajjadiyah, in which Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is teaching us how to confront with shaitan in the language of dua. And then we talked about the fact that we asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous sessions to place us amongst the ranks of the enemies of shaitan, and to keep us or help us to be removed from the circle, from the ranks of his friends. And then Imam Sajjad alayhi salam moves to the next part, in which and every time in Sahifa Sajjadiyah, there's going to be a change in the theme of the dua, or you're moving to the next phrase, or you're moving to the next topic within the dua. It usually starts with salawat, right? And we mentioned this before in previous sessions, just as something to be reminiscing, just as a reminder. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is doing that for numerous reasons, but most important one we could probably point out is that salawat, reciting Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, is one of the du'as that is guaranteed to be answered. And then once you include that within your du'as, it gets your own request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be closer to the answering. It says in here, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin khatamin nabiyyin. If Allah bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets and the Lord of the emissaries, wa sayyid al-mursaleen, wa ala ahli baytihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin, and the folk of his house, his pure progeny, the good, the pure, al-tayyibin, al-tahirin. And then moves on to the part that relates to the topic of this session, and that is to seek refuge for all the believers. Let's take a quick break and inshallah come back to speak on this.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and his creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to his proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
all right, respected brothers and sisters, as we are mentioning the 17th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, we were talking about the importance of seeking refuge for others. In Islam, it's the opposite of what is prevailing in the world. If someone comes to you and confesses about something wrong that they have done, what do we usually do? Firstly, we do judge them. While we are not a judge, right? We judge them. Secondly, after judging them, we start putting them on trial. Either we make a decision for them and put them on the trial that we have decided that they deserve it, or we stop communication with them, or we start neglecting their words, and so on and so forth, right? And once someone confesses to something bad that they have done, we would definitely not forgive them easily, right? Unless if we have worked on our nafs for a long period of time. That is something exceptional. Like, only people who have worked really hard on their nafs are the ones who are going to be able to have a spectacular performance in those special moments in life. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, وَاعِذْنَا وَأَهَالِينَا وَإِخْوَانِنَا وَجَمِيعِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ مِمَّا اسْتَعَذْنَا مِنْ Oh Allah, give refuge, grant refuge, grant shelter and refuge to us, to our families, to our brothers, and all the faithful. Not the faithfuls, not some of the mu'mineen, not some of the believers that are dwelling or residing or living in the same time and era as we do, or in the same region or same neighborhood as we do. To all the faithful in the spectrum of the history from the beginning to the end, oh Allah, grant refuge to all of them. Brothers and sisters, many of this ethical teachers in the Islamic seminaries emphasize on the importance of seeking refuge for others. Islam says if someone came to you and confessed to something wrong that they have done, the very first thing you should do is to seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. Do istighfar for them. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. Oh Allah, guide him to the right path. Enlighten him. Help him to wake up. This is very important. Let's take a quick break, and inshallah we'll come back to read some of the text from the 17th Dua.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, in this final portion, what I want to mention, wrap up this episode, the session, is that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, Wa'idhna, O Allah, grant refuge to us, wa ahalina, to our families, wa ikhwanina, to our brothers, whether they're brother in deen or they're sharing their brother in humanity, right? Wa jami'al mu'mineen, and all the faithful, wal mu'minat, from the male and female of the believers, all of them, including all of them, mimma sta'adhna min, from that, or from that from which we seek refuge, I do istighfar for them. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them, to grant refuge to them from the evil of shaitan, from the trickery and enmity of shaitan, right? From the plots of shaitan that is trying to throw them into. This is so important, right? If anyone started, especially from the mu'mineen, this is something important. If someone made you angry, if you heard that someone is backbiting you, if you heard that someone is having envy and jealousy, right? All of that, they exist, brothers and sisters. Do not think if someone just claims to be mu'min, all of those fade away. Now, shaitan is pretty patient with us, works really hard in order to make temptations, to move us to the wrong direction, to take us to go astray. In those moments, if you got hurt and heartbroken from someone who is in the circle of the mu'mineen, your very first reaction should be, even if you if they left you, even if they're not in your presence anymore, just do istighfar for them. Allah forgive them. Allah forgive them. And let my heart be freed, and let my soul to be liberated from the chains of the dunya, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را